Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1778, Your Complete Guide to the 3 Body Types by Ashley Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I'd like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, focus on the step in front of you, not the whole staircase. Anonymous. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Your Complete Guide to the 3 Body Types by Ashley Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. The human body comes in all different shapes and sizes. Though this is true, there is an area of science that puts body types into 3 different categories, known as somatotypes. The 3 somatotypes are ectomorph, endomorph, and mesomorph. In this article, we'll give you a full breakdown of each of these body types. By the end of the article, you should be able to determine whether you believe in the theory of somatotypes, and if you do, which category you fall into. Ectomorph. When William Herbert Sheldon first hypothesized the 3 body types back in 1940, he named them after the 3 germ layers in the embryo. We'll get to why at the end of this article. The ectoderm develops into the skin and nervous system when the baby grows. An ectomorph is characterized as someone with a thin frame who has a hard time putting on muscle and is typically weaker than the other 2 body types. Their muscles are long and stringy and have narrow shoulders and a flat chest. Because this particular body type has a hard time putting on weight, if they want to build muscle and increase their strength, they'll need to be very intentional about their exercise and their food intake. For exercise, it's recommended that the ectomorph body type focuses on shorter workouts, so the body is in muscle building mode, as opposed to cardio. The workouts should also focus on compound movements. These exercises use multiple muscle groups and require more energy and neurological activity than isolation movements. For example, deadlift, squatting, bench press, and pull-ups are great exercises for ectomorphs. In order to make those workouts count and to build muscle, ectomorphs should eat a very nutritious and calorie-dense diet. Calorie-dense meaning that the nutritious foods they choose should also be high calorie. The best foods for this would be foods high in healthy fats, as they provide 9 calories per gram. Their bodies are well adapted to burning carbohydrates, so although including plenty of carbohydrates is important, their focus should really be on the foods that will take longer to digest, and therefore they will not burn through them so quickly. Eating before bed will also help ectomorphs keep weight on. While we sleep, our body is using calories from the day to help repair, recover, and prepare for the next day. Eating before bed means that ectomorphs will be less likely to go into a catabolic or tissue breakdown state. Mesomorph. According to William Herbert Sheldon, the mesomorph name came from the mesoderm, which develops into the muscles and heart and blood vessel tissue. Mesomorphs are typically more muscular and lean, with broad shoulders, and are also quite strong. Mesomorphs are the people who seem to respond best to resistance training. Their bodies adapt quickly, and they will respond very quickly to specific training styles. Individuals with this body type are well suited for most sports. In terms of their nutrition, mesomorphs have to be more careful than ectomorphs. Because their body responds so well to training, it responds well to calories. It uses food for energy, but if there's any left over, it will get stored as fat. The storage of additional calories as fat is an old process meant to protect us from starvation back when food wasn't so readily available. Endomorph. Lastly, we have the endomorph. Endomorphs, coming from the term endoderm, which develops into the digestive tract, are individuals with a shorter, rounder frame. Endomorphs have a softer build than mesomorphs. They can put on muscle really well, but they can also put on fat very easily. Once they have gained the extra fatty tissue, they also find it more difficult to lose it. The muscles that they do develop are usually softer and less defined looking than the mesomorphs. Endomorphs are also typically described as stocky, as they are typically short as well as being round. An endomorph will have to be careful about what they eat. Their bodies are better at storing calories than using them. Endomorphs should consider monitoring their calorie intake and their macros if they are looking to lose weight. Combinations of body types. The good thing about this theory is that each person is probably a combination of body types. You may be tall with a thin frame, but are still able to put on muscle like a mesomorph. You can also be an endomorph and have well-defined muscles like the mesomorphs. The thing to realize about these body types is that when William Herbert Sheldon was developing the theory of somatotypes, it was actually for psychological purposes. His theory suggested that each body type was associated with different psychological traits as well, which was previously theorized by a man named Francis Galton. According to their theories, these are the temperaments that coincide with each body type. Ectomorph, intelligent, gentle, and calm, but also self-conscious, introverted, and anxious. Mesomorphs, competitive, thick-skinned, tough, and extroverted. And endomorphs, outgoing, friendly, and laid back, but also lazy and selfish. This is the beauty of theories, is that they are just that, theories. Each of the characteristics associated with the body types is not set in stone. The important thing here is that you as an individual takes time to learn how your body responds to exercises and how it responds to fuel. Pay attention to how different types of exercise make you feel. Track your food for a month and keep notes of how different combinations of foods make you feel. You may realize that you could actually eat more calories than you are and still remain healthy. This article is not meant to put any of our clients in a box based on their body types. Everyone is capable of achieving health and fitness goals. With the help of a personal trainer who understands the science of anatomy, physiology, and exercise, it can get you to your goals faster, no matter what body type you may have. You just listened to the post titled, Your Complete Guide to the 3 Body Types by Ashley Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I first started getting into strength training, I spent a lot of time thinking about my body type. I really researched endomorphs and ectomorphs and mesomorphs. I so wanted to be a mesomorph, the middle type that's strong and puts on muscle quickly, seems to have the best of all three worlds. Well, in reality, if I were using these definitions and was really honest with myself, I was probably closer to an endomorph, the shorter, stockier side. My muscles weren't very well defined. They were seemingly hidden beneath what seemed to be a layer of fat. So I would read books about how to train for this endomorphic body type. I followed the author's recommendations. And fast forward a couple of years later, and my body pretty much looked exactly the same. Sure, I was stronger, but my body didn't look any different. I wanted my body to feel and look differently. So eventually I gave up, donated those books, and experimented with a bunch of different training styles. Now this happened over the years, but I eventually found the style that worked for me. So now my training style not only has changed how I looked for the better, but made me stronger, my heart healthier, and probably most importantly, happier. I look forward to my next workout and feel accomplished afterwards. And to me, that's the best combination. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.